now more than ever, people need to go within and plug into that cellular memory, plug into divine source, detach as much as possible from the matrix.
Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're listening to Bartley's Commentaries on the Cosmic Wars. Today, I'm going to talk about the reptilians and other archontic entities' ability to malignly influence our behavior via thought inputs, via the suggestion or inputting of, for lack of a better term, impulsive behaviors, and also visual imagery into the minds of people, all of which, by the way, is reinforced by the lamestream media, the entity-infested Hollywood film, entertainment, entrainment industry, etc., etc. I've said before many times, and so my colleagues have pointed out, that what we are seeing today is the outward manifestation of this reptilian overlordship, and not just the reptilians, mantis beings, shadow beings, what have you, and this demiurgic AI, artificial intelligence, Wetico-type spirit working through everyone and trying to manipulate everything in our plane of existence, not just our little corner of the multiverse here. Remember, we have to start thinking in terms of an expanded arena, and I'll talk more about that as far as scale, as far as the size of things, how big is big, how small is small, and we're going to get into that. Remember that there are some stars that are as big, if not bigger, than our entire solar system. So how big is big, how small is small? We got to start thinking in a more expansive way. We got to start thinking beyond the limited 3D, because as we've pointed out in previous discussions, commentaries, interviews, and the like, more and more we're seeing that we have been kind of nudged, elbowed, if you will, into the fourth dimension. Always remember that in the spirit world, thoughts are things, and Jerry Marzinski and his colleague Sherry have talked about this. Hopefully I'll be having Sherry on pretty soon. But in the spirit world, thoughts are definitely things. Just about anything manifests first in the spiritual realms before it manifests in the physical earthly plane. So thoughts, ideas, and the actions which come about as a result of thoughts, of ideas, of planning, thoughts being things in the spiritual world, they manifest in our physical 3D. And you look around us today, you see the wild-eyed, foaming-at-the-mouth Antifa types, the leftists, the cultural Marxist, the hypersexualization of children, grooming them for pedophilia through the Safe Schools Project, etc., etc. We see this malign, Wetico, demiurgic AI spirit pervading everything now in our 3D, rapidly merging into 4D reality. Again, those things were thought into being. They were planned on. They were created. Plans were formulated, executed, and we're seeing not just gradually and incrementally anymore. We're seeing all across the board these manifold changes. When we see these foaming-at-the-mouth leftists, when we see these foaming-at-the-mouth cultural Marxists, they fit a psych profile, they fit a genetic profile. And by adroit manipulation of them by their university professors, by the media, by the Soros-funded controllers and handlers that train them, manipulate them, task them, etc., a commonality we see is that all these foaming-at-the-mouth leftists, foaming-at-the-mouth cultural Marxists, etc., they're operating in the R-complex part of their brain. Everything has a high emotional content. There's no more rational debate. There's no more reasoned debate. There's no more give and take. Okay, you give us your point of view. You give us your take on politics or whatever the case may be. And then after I patiently listen to you, then I will give my thoughts on the same subject. And there's none of that anymore. All of that has been jettisoned. Everything is all about high emotion. And it's not just high emotional content. It's the types of emotions that are being engendered. Rage, defensiveness, which translates in practice to offensiveness, being offensive, being in your face, manifesting animosity. It's very easy. I pointed out in the last podcast how easy it is to make people hate. It's the easiest thing to do, folks. Nothing simpler. So when we look at all these mouth, foaming at the mouth, Antifa and leftist and cultural Marxist types, and increasingly the transgender types, right? What we're seeing is that they've had the R-complex part of their brains engaged. They've bought into the whole victim identity politics mindset. And it goes back to what my mentor, the late, great Barbara Bartholik, talked about. And as time goes on, I will be talking more and more lessons from Barbie and lessons from Candy, the things that I learned from them in private discussions. And others, not just Barbie and Candy, but other people I've known over the years who I have a high regard for. Barbie always said that these reptilians and other negative beings, they know us molecule by molecule. And I've always said that psychology follows neurology, which follows genetics, every time, no exceptions. What's going on in the outward physical realm, in the form of all these Antifa types and everything else going batshit crazy, pardon my Anunnaki, is also reflected in the inner world, in our thoughts, in our dreams. As a backdrop, talking about the activation of the R-complex, how the emotions and particularly the very territorial fight or flight mechanism has been triggered in so many of these people, not just in these leftist movements, but all across the board. We talked in previous podcasts of how even researchers are buying into, subconsciously or unwittingly, into the victim identity politics, right? Oh, I don't agree with that person. Oh, they talked about some metaphysical esoteric thing, which I don't agree with. So they go and type out a long screed, and they attached all these links to all these different websites to make their point, instead of taking the higher spiritual kind of road and saying, you know what, I don't agree with that, I'm going to let it pass, move on. No, they have to get defensive, triggered, weaklings, to allow yourself to be triggered to that extent. And some of these people should know better too. So as far as the reptilians manipulating people through thoughts, I want to make it clear that at least where some people are concerned, the reptilians can read your thoughts and other negative archontic entities. And how do they let you know they're reading your thoughts? Well, if you have a thought, a random thought, about this, that, or the other subject, and say that at some level, and if we're talking about people pretty much like us, we're not talking about the people out in society that are just drinking their fluoridated water, you know, taking their vaccines and flu vaccines and eating all their GMO. I'm not talking about them, okay? I'm talking about people more like us that have a pretty good level of awareness and consciousness and an understanding of the true nature of the multiple threat environment in which we live in. When people like us think a certain thought and it has some bearing or connection or perhaps even poses a threat to the reptilians and or other archontic beings, or it's a thought that is somewhat aberrant from the standpoint that it is a thought that doesn't necessarily suit our purposes from a higher spiritual standpoint. It's a negative thought. What will happen sometimes is the reptilians and or other beings will let you know they heard that thought by making a ticking sound on the ceiling or the roof or the wall, some kind of ticking sound, right? Now, we've all heard sounds of homes, you know, settling in, especially older houses, right? Older homes where, you know, it has its fair share of creaks and groans, especially on windy days, windy nights. If you listen and you pay attention, the house makes noises. It's settling in, so to speak. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when we have a certain thought that may or may not be in our own best interest, or maybe a thought that, for example, has a negative connotation towards the reps, right, in particular. They will let you know they heard that thought by making like a ticking sound on the ceiling, on the wall, etc. Another way they let you know that they're listening or close by and are monitoring your thoughts. And there's nothing paranoid about this. We've had this discussion with Jerry Marzinski, and Jerry Marzinski has pointed out that the whole concept of schizophrenia as promoted by the psychiatric tyranny is just utter nonsense. They don't want to know where these voices come from. They don't want to know that one can heal themselves from hearing voices. Perish the thought that people can actually divest themselves of these thoughts without medication, without shock treatment or something else, you know what I mean? So thoughts are things in the spirit world. They're real. The insidious aspect of this is that often is not all the time, but sometimes at least, these negative entities of all stripes, they input thoughts into our heads in our own thought voice. So we go through life thinking that we have a certain thought voice. And when these negative entities slip an aberrant thought into our thought stream, if you will, because it sounds like our own thought voice, we just accept it as coming from our own subconscious, our own consciousness, whatever the case may be. You can see how the thought realm can be a happy hunting ground for these negative entities. If we're not consciously aware of our own thought processes, I know my own mind. I know when an aberrant, negative, self-destructive thought slips in. I'll catch them. Maybe not immediately, but, you know, shortly after that thought is slipped in, I'll go, aha, they're trying to slip in these thoughts. And remember, thoughts are things in the spiritual world. Thoughts are followed by verbalizations. We speak things into existence, which are followed by actions. And these actions, when they're repeated enough, become embedded, repetitive behaviors, even bordering on obsessive compulsive behaviors. Thoughts, verbalizations, actions, repetitive actions become embedded into our character and become our destiny. It's a slippery slope. We have to be mindful of our thoughts. So in our example, I think of something, yada, yada, yada. It could be anything. We are beings that have a wide variety of thoughts, everything from one end of the spectrum to the other. Sexual thoughts, thoughts about sports, thoughts about this, thoughts about that. And when we have a thought, a stray random thought, that kind of is flagged by this reptilian form of the echelon system, they'll let us know we heard that. They'll make the creaky sound on the ceiling, or make a sound, you know, radiating off the wall, like a creaking kind of ticking sound, whatever the case may be. And there are other ways they can manifest their presence too. Say if you're watching a scary movie late at night, And just pick your super villain, evil creature, vampires, zombies, serial murderers. You know, you could be watching The Shining or whatever the case may be. And then you have a thought that comes to your head. Ooh, that's scary. It would be crappy to, you know, pardon my Anunnaki. It would be lousy to run into one of these creatures, right? And then just at that moment, right after you have that thought, you verbalize, if you will, that thought in your mind. Suddenly you hear the ticking sound on the ceiling. Suddenly you hear the creaking sound on the wall. Or suddenly you feel an icky, kind of creepy feeling in the base of your neck, the back of your neck, the top of your head. That's those entities letting you know that they heard your thought. Oh, yeah, you're scared of this movie. You're scared of that monster. You're scared of that vampire. We'll make our presence known to you. We'll make you feel icky and tingly and make you wonder if there's a presence around, make you look over your shoulder, right? And that happens. If it's happened to me, it must have happened to others. Because these reptilians, they're no respecters of persons. They're not going to pick on me because they think I'm something special. I'm just representative of countless other people. The difference is that I catch them in the act. I recognize what they're doing. And so when they give me that creepy crawly feeling, make me feel like I'm itching or whatever, or not itching, I take that back. They've been spraying a lot around here. So if you see me like rub my nose or something or something like that, it's just because, I don't know, it's an allergic reaction to all this spraying and everything else that's going around, right? What I meant to say was, if they give me a creepy, crawly, tingly feeling in the base of my neck, the top of my skull, etc., right as I have that thought about, oh, that's a creepy monster, oh, it's like, what a crappy experience that must be, having an encounter with one of these negative beings, right? And then suddenly they make you have that creepy, crawly feeling. That's them letting you know. We're watching. We're around you. Not necessarily clinging onto your auric field, not necessarily like taking you up as a host, but just letting you know. And I'm talking only about, you know, people like us, i.e. those who are consciously aware of the level of the multiple threat environment in which we reside, that there are all these unseen negative entities. And that these voices that people hear, they're real entities. That interview that Jerry Marzinski gave us at the Cosmic Switchboard, that was an instant classic. Because this guy has had 35 some odd years of experience in the psychiatric field. He's talked to countless people who've heard voices in their heads. And these voices never say anything good or uplifting. Oh, you're a winner. You can do anything you want. You can rise above all this adversity and overcome all of this stuff. You're a winner, Johnny. You can do it. No, no, it's quite the opposite, really. And another aspect of the thought inputs, which is key to understanding, is the thought inputs and not even thought inputs. By suggesting that it's only thought inputs, and I don't want to give that impression, it limits, it kind of channels, narrows the arena, it narrows the field of focus. Because it's not just thoughts they input into our heads. And that's why it's so important we stay embodied and not be like permanently in our headspace. Like the New Agers, oh, I'm just going to vibrate so high that I bang my head onto the ceiling. The importance of staying embodied. So we listen to what our body is telling us. We listen to the layers of energy we have around us. We tune into what our energetic body is telling us, like an animal in the wild does. So it's not just thoughts. Oh, you know, steal this or rip this person off or, you know, do this, do that, something blatantly not good. But it's the impressions that can wash over us at times. Not even something that you can quantify as being a thought, right? Like a coherent thought, like a sentence. It could be an impression. And the impression, if these impressions are not recognized for what they are, can lead to one acting upon these thoughts. Again, thoughts are things in the spirit world. Thoughts lead to words. Words lead to actions. Actions lead to behaviors. And repetitive behaviors determine one's character, and one's character determines one's destiny. Bada bing, bada boom, bada bang. That's how subtle it is. That's how insidious this manipulation is. So say an impression washes over somebody at any given moment. And it's not even, like I said, not even a thought, just an impression. Oh, you know, this person's not going to notice. I'm going to steal this, right? Because take my word for it, kleptomaniacs, they're entity infested, because nobody that's normal, quote unquote, would just constantly steal everything they can get their hands on, unless there's some kind of hidden, unseen push that's goading them into taking this action. And I'm not absolving them of blame. They have to be accountable for their actions. But if these people that are kleptomaniacs in our example, and these kleptomaniacs are cut from the same cloth as these serial pathological liars, right? If you listen to pathological liars, the lies they make up about you or anyone else, the lies they make up about their own life, they're such transparent bad lies, they don't even hold up under any kind of scrutiny, okay? So what's happened is, because of the genetic neurological profile and indeed the spiritual vulnerability that these people have, be they kleptomaniacs, be they pathological liars, all cut from the same cloth, it makes it very easy for these entities to work through them, because they don't have the self-awareness to come to a realization, oh, where did this thought come from, right? Why do I suddenly want to steal something? Why do I suddenly want to stab somebody in the back and manipulate people and turn people against so-and-so, make up lies against so-and-so? They don't have the self-awareness to say, where are these impulses coming from, right? Because they're a blank slate. They're an empty vessel. Their consciousness and their connection to source is such that their consciousness is so muted that it allows these entities to just pour in all these thoughts and all these impressions. And like I said, these impressions could be so subtle. It's not like a thought that comes in their head, steal this, manipulate the situation, get to know this person better so you can rip them off later, or you can use them later, or, oh, this person is very empathic, they're very nice, they're well-meaning and very trusting. Get to know them better, ingratiate yourself upon them, and then rip them off and backstab them later down the pike. And then when they accuse you of stabbing them in the back and stealing from them, you can play the role of victim and, you know, get all narcissistic and turn the tables on them, make it look like they're the crazy ones, right? These impressions wash over these people, and they're not even aware of the extent, the depth, the magnitude of the manipulation working through them. So let's say in our example, an impression washes over somebody. Again, not even verbalized, quote unquote, in a thought sense. Not even a thought coming in, do this or do that, right? Cheat on your spouse. Cheat on your partner. Steal from this person. Rip off that person. Take this person's information and turn it into your own, and present yourself as this all-knowing, all-wise researcher, podcaster, whatever the case may be. Oftentimes, it's just an impression that washes over these people. But because they don't have the self-awareness to recognize this impression as being input it into them. And because they lack the self-control, because a lot of these people, they fall into a psychological / neurological profile where by nature they're impulsive. They act on these random stray thoughts. They act on these impressions that wash over them. A buddy of mine, very switched on guy, higher dimensional, wonderful couple. I just love him and his partner to pieces. They're just so higher dimensional, and they're aware of all this multidimensional, hyperdimensional manipulation. I can have adult conversations with them, right? I don't have to sugarcoat everything and, you know, like avoid talking about negative things because it's so negative. Anyway, this guy has really involved dreams, where he's a participant, and it's like of a hyperdimensional nature where he's just experiencing, seeing, and doing all kinds of things. But in a recent dream, this being, which he likened to the Jim Carrey character in the Mask movie, where the character in the Mask movie was able to shape-shift, elongate its head, elongate its body, and do all these impossible things, like Mr. Fantastic kind of things, right? And he said that this being had shown itself to him in this astral dreamscape, higher dimensional kind of experience. And this being was showing how easy it is to manipulate humans. It would create an argument between two people. It would put thoughts and impressions into an individual and then compel them to do things that are against their own best interest or is harmful to themselves or to others, right? And then when my friend, who's got a conscience, he's an empath, heart-centered, connected to source, he goes, why are you doing this? This is not right. Why are you manipulating all these people? And the entity was doing it to hordes of people. He was just showing object lessons again and again and again of how easy it is to manipulate all these different people in a variety of different scenarios, variety of different circumstances, manipulating them to do this, that, or the other. And when my friend asked him, and this was a real experience, this is not just a dream, because my friend has that higher dimensional sensibility. When he's asleep, he just plugs in all these different dimensions and goes dimension hopping at night. And his partner, another dear friend of mine, says that he's sleep talking. He's off in another dimension a lot of times in his dream state. He's had ET experiences, et cetera, et cetera. And when he asked this Jim Carrey mask type being that can shapeshift, stretch itself out, was invisible to the people it was manipulating, right? When he asked them, why are you doing this? It's not right. The being responded words to the effect that, you know, these people, they're so dumb. They're so easy to manipulate. They're so, they're not self-aware. I only do this, in so many words, out of boredom and to show how easy it is to do, right? And my friend tried to, you know, remonstrated with him and said, what you're doing is wrong. Stop doing it. It's bad. You're creating all this like conflict and chaos in these people's lives. And the entity just laughed at him and said, I do it because I can do it. And they're not aware I can do it. It's fun for me. They deserve, in so many words, to be treated in this fashion for being so, for not being self-aware. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. These people get an impression that washes over them. It's not even a verbalized, if you will, thought construct. Steal this, do that, lie about that. Because they have the genetic, neurological, indeed spiritual predisposition to being manipulated in this fashion, they just act on these impulses. Because they're impulsive by nature. So they will lie through their teeth about things that are not even worth lying about. Even when you catch them red-handed doing something you know and they know is wrong, they'll just say, I didn't do that. even when you just saw them doing that, whatever that was, because they're pathological liars. These pathological liars and kleptomaniacs, take my word for it. You don't have to believe me, okay? This is still a free will zone, last I checked. But in my book, as far as I'm concerned, these pathological liars and kleptomaniacs, they are entity infested. They're constantly bending their will to these unseen entities, like the one I just mentioned, that was showing my friend how easy it is to manipulate humans. Impressions, not even thoughts, inputted thoughts, just impressions. And when they can manipulate people in this fashion over a period of time, again, thoughts are things in the spirit world. Thoughts become words. Words become actions. Actions become habits. Habits become part of one's character. One's character determines one's destiny. And all these people just dangling on the end of a string to these unseen puppeteers. Think about all the Antifa types. Think about all the cultural Marxist types, all these leftists. I'm not talking about the ones that know how the game is played. I'm talking about the Muppets, the ones who don't understand how they're being played. They just fall into that genetic, neurological, psychological profile, which makes it so easy for entity-infested people to inculcate into them this victim identity consciousness, which translates into victim identity politics and victim identity activism. And you better believe their handlers, their professors, their teachers, if you will, are entity-infested too. It works at so many different levels, folks. Well, we've reached the end of the first segment of Bartley's commentaries on the Cosmic Wars. For those of you listening, if you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up and become a member, and we'll see you at the top of the next segment.